So far, so good this shipping season. The total tonnage from Great Lakes ports through the St. Lawrence Seaway is up almost 4% this year over last. Iron ore shipments were up 24%. Bulk materials like pig iron, stone, and cement are up 8%. The Duluth Superior Port does the most business with ocean-going vessels called salties. Port spokeswoman Adele Yorty says they've seen 15 salties so far this year, down from 21 at the same time last year.
That's our primary market for grain. If everything were to contract, certainly finding grain closer to the Mediterranean is going to make much more sense for those countries than having to send ships across the ocean. So we're watching that closely.
International grain shipments are off 22% through the Seaway so far this year. Domestically, Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekvasil says Great Lakes cargo is up a modest but steady 3%. 53 of the 57 U.S. flag boats are sailing.
Now, one vessel will be coming out next month. That's the Kay Barker. She's in the shipyard being repowered. But again, we still have some vessels tied to the wall, so that means we still have some recovery to go yet.
Although salty traffic is off, domestic cargo has bolstered Duluth Superior traffic. That's brought total cargo up 15% through May compared to last year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio and Superior.